On this episode of the Mothman of the Bible Belt podcast, Hair Supplies, Filthy Trenches, and Wheels von Frankenberry talk music, the band, and what really happened to their first lead singer, Tyler Stevens. The Rockers also give their two cents on Axl Rose being asked to guest star on Scooby-Doo and Guess Who and Not Them. Coming up next.
Welcome to the Mothman in the Bible Belt podcast with your host, Buck Fantastic.
Girl Scout cookies.
The 1980s was a time for self-indulgence, hard living, big hair, and rock and roll. Rock band Hair Supply literally emerged from the 1980s 5 years ago and are here to rock the Mountain State and beyond. Though members of the band originate from California and New York, they call West Virginia home. Hair Supply bassist Filthy Trenches and guitarist Wheels on Frankenberry have toured the world, recorded hit records, and have been with lots of women. Lots. The two rockers reminisce about the 80s, who picks their set list, and if their current lead singer, Pipes Vidovich, is as replaceable as they claim. Also, Filthy Trenches opens up about his relationship with the queen of rock and roll, the late, great Tina Turner, and writing her entire Private Dancer record. Wheels von Frankenberry talks about how Genesis drummer and lead singer Phil Collins inspired him to become a musician. Join me, your host, Buck Fantastic, for another exciting episode of the Mothman in the Bible Belt podcast. It's going to rock. Filthy and Weedles, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
How is the humidity and Canadian wildfire smoke impacting your hair?
It's terrible. My hair hasn't been puffy for 3 weeks.
Ooh.
Well, I have the stench of a million bar gigs in my hair. So Canadian smoke, you know, if it's anything like Canadian bacon, we'll take it.
Wheels, tell listeners who all's in the band.
Well, you have the almighty Filthy Trenches here with me also in this podcast. Then you have Seymour Tail, who's the other guitar player and plays the keyboards. Jazz McVanderhale, who's our drummer and resident dad to so many children. Vidovich, the greatest, quite possibly the greatest hard rock singer ever. And then myself, who is undoubtedly the greatest hair band guitar player ever. So there you go. I am the Sultan of Shred.
Hair Supply has been huge since the 80s. Y'all all sprouted from sunny Coke Lace, California and stinky New York. Why limit your rocking to West Virginia?
Well, we saw an opportunity in West Virginia. You know, with everything that's going on economically here, we saw that as a better place to be than the metropolis of a New York or a San Francisco. You know, there's way more happening in West Virginia. You just have to dig for it.
Yeah, liquor's cheaper, too.
That's true. You can rent a home here for $250 a month. I mean, come on, dude.
You can? I've been living in a tent.
I want to talk about your set list selections. Ozzy's Crazy Train, Billy Idol's Rebel Yell, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, Rush's Tom Sawyer, Beastie Boys, You Gotta Fight for Your Right, Lover Boys, Working for the Weekend. Who picks the songs?
My third grade teacher picks our songs. We consult her on everything 80s rock. And before every gig, she uses a carrier pigeon to send our set list to us, and we follow it religiously.
Oh,
she's our spirit animal.
But, and coincidentally, that was the last grade that I completed. So
really,
oh,
I don't even think I don't think I went. I'm a long time ago.
Speaking of Guns N' Roses, have y'all ever snorted a line of coke or lithium with Axl Rose?
No, but he still owes me money. He owes me $20. And I need my money.
Yeah, we partied with him at the 1988 MTV Music Awards, which was unfortunately the year that our our first singer was killed in a tragic accident. So that was a rough year for us.
What really happened to your first lead singer, Tyler Stevens? There's lots of rumors going around about him, like he's still alive and he became a born-again Christian and tried to replace Scott Stapp and Creed. Then there's the whole Tyler Stevens fell into a wood chipper accident thing.
He's definitely dead. I saw the whole thing and it was a wood chipper. You know,
and we didn't shove him in the wood chipper either.
Oh,
let's be clear.
It was an accident.
It was absolutely
air quotes. It was an accident. Yeah.
An act of God.
Perhaps.
Yeah, we had heard the rumors. We had heard the rumors about Creed forming with Tyler. And we need to be clear, you know, his name wasn't Steven Tyler, it was Tyler Stevens.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of people get that mixed up. But yeah, the whole wood chipper thing was Weedles and I happened to be there. We happened to see it. We were angry with him at the time. We were very angry, but we did not shove him into the wood chipper.
We were all angry with him. He was just a very infuriating human being. For me, it was the best of times and it was the worst of times. The best of times because after he passed away, I hooked up with his girl. And the worst of times because I found out later that she had gonorrhea. But so that was the worst of times.
Well, you deserve that. You don't do that to a bro.
I did. He was dead, Phil. What's he going to do?
Well, we did inherit his stage clothes. That was good. So we unfortunately hadn't washed his leather pants since 1983. And I still haven't washed them. I wear them, and I still – it's the same pair of leather pants, but that's another story.
Back to Axl Rose.
Yes.
Are y'all jealous that he got picked to guest star on Scooby-Doo and Guess Who, and y'all didn't?
I wouldn't say jealous. I'm definitely envious. The opportunity to hang out with Scooby-Doo is something you couldn't pass up, but you know, we're buds with Axel. We're cool with him.
I'm just happy he got to do something. I mean, he really hasn't gotten much in his life, you know, and Scooby-Doo. I mean, you know, hey, thank goodness for him. Good for him.
Is it true that your former lead singer, Tyler Stevens' herpes outbreaks were so bad and frequent that Pee Wee Herman wanted to replace the magic screen with his crotch to play Connect the Dots with on Pee Wee's Playhouse?
Well, let's put it this way. It was so bad that when he went through the wood chipper, you know, we thought that perhaps we could capture his voice box and clone it. And perhaps, because he was a great singer, we thought perhaps we could clone his voice box or insert it in someone else. But in 1988, you know, we weren't that far ahead medically. We couldn't do stuff like that. And we saw his testicles hanging in a tree and we thought, well, we could harvest that. But then we realized, you know what? The herpes was so bad. We just left them. I think they're still in the tree. Actually, they were so infected. They didn't even deteriorate. They're still there.
Actually those testicles are responsible for one of the biggest outbreaks of, like, you know, avian herpes ever. The birds were pecking at it. Next thing you know, all the birds in California had herpes. It was terrible.
That's a tragedy.
Environmental disaster. It was terrible.
We need to keep in mind that he's not with us. We need to be respectful, Tyler.
I was being respectful.
Where did you all discover your new lead singer, Pipes Vidovich?
You can feel this one, Phil. You got it, buddy. This is more your story than mine. I was in a coma.
Well, after we lost Tyler, we just went into hibernation. You know, we decided to just hibernate and write songs and, you know, maybe we could find another singer. And we met up with Richard Marx and the band Skid Row. You know, this was around 1989. And they decided, for some reason, Richard Marx had this premonition that rock and roll would need to be saved in 2018. I don't know the details of that, but they combined their funds. Skid Row and Richard Marx built a time machine. I'm serious. This is a true story.
Yeah.
And they put us in the time machine and sent us forth to 2018 to save rock and roll. Okay. Now, they wanted us to take on their name, combined name, which would have been Skid Marks. And we refused to do that. Yeah. So we decided to be Hair Supply. And, you know, in 2018, we auditioned singers. I mean, what was it? Weedles, 300 singers we auditioned across the globe.
At least. Including Axel.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Axel auditioned, and he didn't make the cut. 1987 Axel would have certainly made the cut, but 2018 Axel did not make the cut. And we met Pipes, and he just stood out above everyone else. Plus, he brings donuts and coffee to rehearsals, so you know it's all good.
Filthy. Yeah. Is he working out?
Is it 78 times we fired him now since 2018?
Yeah, we're on 70.
But we always hire. Yeah, we hire him back. We fire him a lot. He violates a lot of band policies, and we have to let him go. But we usually end up hiring him back before the next song.
Yeah.
Have you all ever thought about replacing him with AI, a hologram of Janie Lane, or a boombox and a blow up doll?
Well, you know, those are all great options. We thought about throwing him in a wood chipper and replacing him with a hologram of himself. We have discussed that.
Filthy, ixnay on the chopper, ixnay on throwing in chopper. We didn't throw anybody into a wood chipper.
Yeah, we never did that. We in fact, I was just joking about that. I was lying. I'm a reality modification technician. That was not real. Can you edit that out?
For I'll
legal
try.
Reasons?
I'll okay. Weedles, does Pipe have herpes too? Is it worse?
You know, I'm not for sure about that. Now, we have been around some of the hangers on that follow the band, and some of them are looking kind of puffy. So I don't know. It could be. I don't see how it could be any worse than Todd Otters was. That was quite epic. That was one of the more epic cases I've seen. Like I said, you know, it was, I think there's still medical studies going on just about his case of the herpes. But, you know, like I said, girls are looking kind of puffy. I don't know.
We boil his stage clothes after every gig.
Absolutely. And his mic, too.
And anything he touches has to be sterilized.
Everyone in Hair Supply, except your drummer, Jez McVanderhalen, has big, long locks of hair. It leads many to believe Jez has lice or possibly mange. Does this cause friction in the band?
We like that you call him Jizz instead of Jazz, but it's
I'm
Jazz.
Sorry. Jazz.
It's actually Jazz McVanderhalen.
I thought the A was silent.
It is.
It has an umlaut over it.
My pet name for him, too.
But does the hair, the lack of big hair, does that cause conflict while infighting because he won't grow it big like y'all's?
They can't.
It does.
He can't. I mean, he does have the mange. I don't know how that got out there, but he does have mange.
He is follically challenged. In fact, that little scruff of hair that he sports now is not real. It's fake. Yeah, it's a piece. We're not proud of it, but he wears a piece.
Does having bigger hair really make one closer to Jesus?
Sure.
I think it does.
I do too.
It's definitely improved my spiritual experience.
Your lead singer, Pipes Vidovich, has big hair. Who is his hairspiration? Firehouse's CJ Snare or country music icon Reba McEntire?
Ooh, that's tight. That's a tight one.
That is. I know that he idolizes CJ Snare, and he actually, and this is a true story, he actually performed with Firehouse when they played in Logan. I don't remember what year it was. He was a teenager, but he actually was on stage with them. And I know that he idolizes CJ Snare, but I think that actually led to some stalking charges a few years ago. Okay. CJ couldn't even, you know, trim his hedges, and Pipes was like hanging on and asking him questions, trying to hang out with him. So, for legal reasons, we don't talk about CJ too much. He hates us.
Reba McEntire is an influence for him, too. He's told me that, especially in her clothing choices.
Yeah. Her stage presence is definitely. It's obvious. He even looks like her. It's kind of scary.
He does. He has the same turtle head.
Are y'all incorporating any new 80s and 90s rock music into your upcoming set?
Yeah, we're bringing in some Skid Row. We've got some Quiet Riot on the pocket. Also some more Poison. You can never have too much Poison when you're in a hair metal band. Guys, I date their bass player until I found out he was a dude. So that killed the relationship. Could fool me.
We have some Burt Bacharach coming.
Yeah, that too.
Why don't y'all original music?
In the 80s, we did original music. I mean, our biggest hit was a number one hit. It was called You're Ugly, But You Buy Us Food. And that song, in fact, that album, Too Fat for Love, which was our number one album, it actually knocked the Police's Synchronicity out of the number one slot in 1983. A lot of folks think that Quiet Riot was the first heavy metal band to top, you know, the album charts, but it was actually Hair Supply.
Yeah, they stole that from us.
Yeah, and we still perform our originals on occasion, but we give the people what they want, and it's usually not Hair Supply original music.
What new rock music are y'all listening to at the moment?
Ooh,
none.
None, Beatles?
None, man. There just really isn't a band out there with the same charisma and chops as us. I mean, it's just, and I find myself just so pathetically bored that if I try to listen to new music, I just wind up getting drunk. So, but that's just me. I'm a classically trained musician with a perfect pitch, and you know, it's just so painful to me. You know, none of these guys are pipes or me. So there you go.
Filthy.
I listen to a lot of chamber orchestra music. I don't really listen to rock and roll. I don't listen to bands. It's mostly orchestral pieces that I listen to. But I do like a newer band called Dirty Honey. I do like them a lot.
How would you describe the West Virginia music scene compared to New York's, California's?
You want this, Weedles?
Yeah, it's less smelly. LA and New York, the musicians out there just smell terrible. I don't know what it is. I think it's something in the water, but they just smell terrible. West Virginia musicians smell like fresh daisies. It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah, they do. You hug them and you just like, oh, that is delightful. So if you hug a New York musician,
you know, it's amazing. It's amazing how much the musicians in West Virginia support each other, you know. If a band, let's say a band has like some tiny little bit of success, you know, their friends won't pull them down and backstab them. And no, they would never think of doing anything like that here. They actually support anyone that has just a tiny little shred of success. So it's wonderful here. I mean, compared to those guys in LA, man, that was a rough go.
Yeah, it really was.
Who would y'all like to see get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame next year?
Trickster. Trickster needs to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They have been criminally overlooked.
Nitro. I'd like to see the band Nitro in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hanoi Rocks.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever get to smoke a joint with Bill Withers before he died?
No. I never even got to meet Bill. Did you meet Bill, Filthy?
My high school math teacher's name was Bill Withers, and I don't recall smoking a joint with him.
I just thought I'd ask. The queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, passed away in May. Did y'all ever get to meet her or play any gigs with her?
Filthy used to date her.
I did. Yeah, there was a brief stint, 1986, 87, where we spent a lot of time together. I wrote the whole album Private Dancer, and you know, it's there's a lot of legalities to this. I can't express everything involved in it because it hasn't been resolved, but I'm owed a lot of money for Private Dancer. I inspired it and I wrote the whole thing. I inspired myself to write Private Dancer.
Wow.
Yeah. I haven't gotten a dime from it though.
It was a sight to behold to watch it do that.
It was originally called Mitsubishi Lancer, and I changed it to Private Dancer.
Good change. Good change.
What's your favorite Tina Turner rocker, Wheels?
My favorite Tina Turner song?
Yeah.
Nutbush City Limits. That's my favorite Tina Turner song because it's about, I was in Nutbush one time, and man, I tell you what, I don't remember much of my time there, but it was a blast.
What was her name?
Huh? I don't remember. It might have been Bush. I don't know.
What got y'all into rock music?
Chicks. Striper. Okay. What got me into music? I was watching a thing on MTV when I was like, I don't know, like 12 or 13 years old. And it was a show. It was Phil Collins Live. So Phil Collins, you know, balding English fart is up there jumping around. And women are going nuts over him. And I thought, if that guy can get chicks, I can. So that's why I started playing music. Phil Collins. Thank you very much. Thanks, Phil.
Yeah.
You didn't shave your head as a result to be, you know, like Phil Collins?
I'm not stupid. Or English.
I shaved my head once just to see what it would feel like, and I did not like the way it felt.
What got you into rock music, Filthy?
My dad, Pappy Trenches, was a roadie for multiple bands in the early 80s, and I spent some time with him on Rats Out of the Cellar tour. Watched him, you know, how he succeeded in living in the gutter, and I wanted to achieve that like my father.
That is the most tough.
And rock and roll is the perfect vehicle for achieving the gutter.
Filthy,
I still haven't achieved the levels, you know, of just debauchery that my father did. I mean, it was so inspirational. I try to be the worst person that I can be every day.
In April, a video of you, Filthy, surfaced showing you weed eating and being all calm and sedate. Were you sober?
That video actually, it is on our Facebook page. I have a neighbor who, behind my back, was trying to show that I'm just a normal guy with a family and that this is all an act. You know, he was trying to show that, but I was onto it, so that was all an act. He didn't really capture me with that little ink pen camera, being like a normal dude. I am not a normal dude.
That is very much true. He is nowhere near a normal dude.
Wheels, who in Air Supply has been in rehab the most?
Oh, wow. Wow, that is...
What kind of rehab are we talking about?
There's been so many different kinds. I've been cured off the Jack Daniels a couple times. But there's been sex addiction clinics. There's been... Man, I think it's pretty much a heat on all of that. We've all spent our time in front of the therapist, for sure.
I had the reality show therapy.
Yeah,
that's true. I had a rough time with that for several years.
You were on VH1, weren't you?
Yeah, I was on Whitney and Bobby. It wasn't on VH1, but I was on the Whitney and Bobby show. I was their chauffeur.
Boy, he saw some stuff.
Bobby can party. Yes. Bobby Brown. To be with me, Bobby B., with a bad attitude, I can't compete.
Who's the bigger nose vacuum cleaner, Whitney or Bobby?
Wow. You know, I never actually saw any of that because I was always shoved in the limousine. So I didn't get to see any of the good stuff like that.
There's a blurry graphic sex tape on Pornhub from the early 2000s depicting what appears to be your lead singer, Pipes, getting on with a pre-bariatric surgery-fied Carney Wilson from the pop trio Wilson Phillips. Does Pipes take ownership of this video?
Okay, actually, what you were seeing there was not Pipes with Carney. It was Pipes with Pipes. He was the only one. The video is so bad that it looks like, but it's actually, he's so in love with himself, he could only, in reality, he could only service himself. He's so selfish.
Yeah, he really is. He is absolutely, completely and utterly devoted to himself.
It's all about Pipes.
It is.
I don't know. This woman, it really looked, I'm not saying it was Connie Wilson. For all I know, it could have been Ann Wilson.
It was probably that stuffed animal that he carries around from the Cole Festival that he won throwing darts. He carries that thing around all the time. And I wouldn't put it past him to hit on that thing at all.
Yeah.
I could see.
He's really proud send of
me
it.
A link. Could you send me a link to that buck? I'd like to see that, actually.
I would. That would be very arousing. I mean, that'd be good. Send it to me.
Yeah, we're not questioning the validity of it. We just like to see it, like, privately.
Okay.
Like today?
Filthy and Wiggles. I can do
like, that. Could you do it now, like, while you're speaking?
Sure.
Could you send me a link?
Yeah.
Okay. Filthy and Wiggles, you two, Seymour Tail, and Pipes are known for rocking out in leather pants on occasion. Who amongst you has developed the worst case of jock itch as a result?
It's probably Seymour, because part of the deal when we signed Seymour to a contract, he had to wear the leather pants of the previous guitar player we had, because the band owned the pants. So we're like, dude, you know, and he's like, man, I'm a little bit bigger than that guy. We're like, well, then you need to starve yourself for a few weeks and get down into where you can button those leather pants, because, you know, we paid what, $20 for those faux leather pants on eBay. So, dude, you got to get into them.
Yeah.
So we're going to throw them. Yeah, they don't fit him right. It looks weird, man. It's like some weird camel toe. It's like buffalo toe or something going on. We need to get him some bigger pants. I'm afraid he's going to end up with a medical condition.
Is it true that Pipes got a yeast infection from wearing tight leather pants at the hot and humid 2022 Charleston Sternwell Regatta?
Actually, that was made for me eating too much pizza.
Yeah,
I got the yeast infection from all the pizza I ate at the regatta. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that Pipes was threatened to sue the mayor of Charleston over it, if it was true, you know.
Well, we have several lawsuits going on right now with the city of Charleston. They owe us $4.5 million for that performance, and we haven't received all of our payments yet.
That's a damn shame.
It is.
Y'all two, again, have been around since the 80s. You've probably been with hundreds of thousands of ladies. Has anyone in the band tapped Madonna?
Ooh. Actually, if anyone did,
I did try to date her at one time, but it turns out she's a guy. So there you go. So that kind of was a problem. So, yeah. But, yeah, no. Nah.
Has anyone tried to tap
Jazz? Yeah, it's terrible.
Didn't Jazz have?
Filthy did.
Yeah, he's got a couple kids with Cher. Yeah.
What about Grace Jones?
I'd love to. I love Grace Jones.
Yeah, me too. She's very, even now, she's still alluring. What a statuesque woman.
Exotic.
She's still working that hula hoop topless in her, 70s?
Yeah. That's 70 going on 30 right there.
I have some questions for you two that people have posted to Facebook. I got two questions from your homeboy, Jamie Skeen. He asked, Filthy, who does your hair?
Oh, well, we have a band hairdresser, and her name is Harriet Main. And we have a couple of videos of her working on my hair on our Facebook page. But Harriet handles all of the lettuce of hair supply. She does a very good job when she's sober. When she's not sober, sometimes we can go out on stage, you know, looking like a grunge band. So, you know, we try to keep the liquor away from her.
Till afterwards.
Yeah. We go out with flat hair. You know, we look like, you know, Pearl Jam circa 1991. And that's not our look at all.
Jamie has a question for you, Wheatles. Wheatles, what kind of tremola do you prefer to use on your guitars?
A black one. A black one.
Adam Gandhi writes, what is the best medication to treat the clap and herpes sores in 2023 compared to those in the 80s?
Really, that hasn't changed. It's still a can of Raid.
Yeah.
I mean, there's you just need a good friend to do the spraying for you. But that's still the best method. I mean, that's tried and true since 1982, baby. Can of Raid. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Joey Simonton asks, even though I'm older, is there still a chance that I may be one of Jazz's children?
Well, seeing as Joey was our drummer at one point, there's a chance.
I mean,
there's
a good chance of that.
Well, with Jazz, we have to buy insurance for the first three rows of every show, because women look at Jazz and become impregnated. So we have to carry insurance. So there's a good chance he could have just glanced at Joey's mom, like in Walmart or something.
Yeah.
And
bang.
I mean, it's entirely possible.
Anything is possible.
This is true.
Especially when it comes to being fertile and Jasmine Vanderhalen.
H. David Sanders wants to know, why was Filthy Trenches banned from the Mothman Museum?
Well,
wow.
Too much red wine before I went, and I became aroused, and there's something about wings on a muscular creature. I can't describe it. I'm attracted to cartoon characters. It goes back to childhood. But, yeah, and that's also in litigation. You're going to have to speak to the band lawyer. She'll give you a statement. Her name's Sue Your Ass Off is her name.
Okay. Phil Wilmoth asks, phaser and flanger, front of amp, or side effects loop preference?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know either.
We have roadies that take care of that stuff. I mean,
now for the lightning round. I got 10 questions. We're going to try to get this answered in 1 minute. Who wants to take it on? Weedles or Filthy?
Filthy, you do it, bud.
Bring it.
10 questions. Filthy. Solid Gold or American Bandstand?
Oh, Solid Gold all the way. The Dancers.
Twisted Sister or Dokken?
Dokken.
Beer or vodka?
Vodka.
Guns N' Roses or Motley Crue?
Huff.
Sobriety or Hard Living?
Hard Living.
Pearl Jam or Nirvana?
Neither.
Cinderella or Rat?
Oh, Cinderat.
Yeah.
Beyonce or Tina Turner?
Yes. Beyonce or who?
Tina Turner.
Tina all the way.
Aquanet or Bacon Grease?
Ooh, I'm going to Aquanet. Aquanet.
Massengill or Summer's Eve?
Both.
Yeah, simultaneously both. Yeah.
Y'all got any upcoming gigs y'all like to plug?
Yes, our next show is July 29th in Webster County, near Webster Springs in Diana, a town called Diana. Camp Holly, they have an outdoor stage there. They bring in regional acts. We'll be playing on the outdoor stage, festival atmosphere. They have camping. You can rent cabins or you can rent a camping spot. We go on at 8, but at 7, Alondra opens the show. Fantastic vocalist. You really enjoy her. And after that, we are in Ironton, Ohio on August 5th. Another outdoor stage there. We go on at 8 p.m. It's called the Laid Back Bar and Grill.
Are they free shows or is there a cover?
There is a cover. I believe the cover is $10 in Webster. I do not know what the cover is at the Laid Back.
Where can people learn more about Hair Supply?
Two places, hairsupply.live and by searching us on Facebook.
As Madonna sang, music makes the people come together. And it does. Music fills people with joy, brings back good memories, and it helps alleviate stress. In my opinion, most new music played on the radio today sucks. It's not remotely original. A handful of people are writing the hits. And that's probably why a great deal of today's pop music sounds cloned. You hear a lot of bland and boring shit by Here Today, Gone Tomorrow music acts, while rock acts from the 70s and 80s that continue to put out great music struggle for airplay. And that's a shame. I want to thank my special guests, Filthy Trenches and Wheels on Frankenberry, for giving Mothman the Bible Belt listeners insight into the world of rock and roll. For Mothman the Bible Belt podcast outlet updates, guest bios, episode breakdowns, and links to social media,
Please check us out on the web at www.mothmanandthebiblebelt.com. Thanks for listening.